This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I just watched, for the first time, the video footage of the death of Philando Castile, a gentleman.
I can't believe this has escaped you up to this point.
I don't make a point, Mark, of watching all these police violence videos, these police shootings.
I don't like violent videos generally, but yeah. I don't like violent videos generally.
Right. I've been doing this show for a long time. We've seen a lot of police abuse videos, and I'm just not interested in seeing a whole bunch of these things anymore. I've seen my share of them, and it's just, they're hard to watch. I mean, I don't get enjoyment out of it, so I want to do things I enjoy, you know? I know that the police are, in a lot of cases, corrupt. I know that they do the wrong thing a lot of the time, that they can get away with murder, which
this
is just...
This doesn't look like corruption to me. This looks like bad judgment.
Whatever, man. I don't know anything about this cop, except for the fact that he just got away with murder. Because apparently the jury in this case that was trying this particular cop on multiple felony counts of manslaughter.
I think manslaughter is a better term for what might have occurred here.
Whatever, dude. He used the excuse that he's afraid to shoot a man to death who in no way, shape, or form posed any sort of threat to this officer.
And that's,
so you call that what you want.
Well, that's one point that I would try to make here is that... Like, regardless of how you feel about this case, one thing you can't refute is that police are a class of citizenry that is above the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. The thin blue line.
Well, you can call it what you want.
That's what they call it.
And certainly, So the idea is that, these servants are supposed to act with our authority. The badge is granted with the idea that they're imbued with the rights of the people who are, whom they serve. And that is, it's a great notion. What it has practically come to mean in this country is that they operate in a way that that we could never operate.
Mm-hmm.
If I was walking down the street and somebody reached into a waistband or something legitimately, we'll never know exactly what happened with Philando Castile because we don't get to see exactly what the cops saw.
He was supposedly going for his wallet.
Right. I mean,
and it was shot to death.
Isn't that what happens when you, get stopped? You have to present your credentials.
Yep.
When the cops started yelling, perhaps he should have thrown his hands up, but maybe he was arguing with them, and police don't listen to a thing you say, probably because they're not supposed to listen to anything you say, because many people that they deal with want to lie to get out of whatever they deal with. But if you met, for whatever reason, somebody on the street reaches for a waistband, reaches into their waistband or whatever.
And you blast them?
And you pull out a gun and you
scared?
Shoot them a few times?
And you tell the jury that you were scared?
And you tell the jury, I was afraid they were going to shoot me. How is that going to fly?
It ain't going to fly.
Are you going
to
walk? And if the answer is no, you're clearly not
going to
walk, then we all understand that police operate at in a different sort of world than we operate. They get a different view from the juries and that sort of thing. And I think that that's the first thing we need to look at is that this class of people in a country where there is not supposed to be class and title, there is.
Let's go to the phones here. I've got the video here that I just watched. We'll play the audio. The audio is crystal clear. You can understand everything the officer and the victim.
The concealed carry permit holder.
Yes, the victim who is a concealed carry permit holder.
By the way, concealed carry permit holders are less likely to commit crimes than police officers. We just had a story about that the other night.
But
so if you want to take a class of, if you want to look at a class of people who's unlikely to carry to commit a crime,
it's them.
A concealed carry permit holder would be one.
Let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He's calling us from Georgia on Skype. Hello, Hung.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Mark and Ian. About the Philando Castile is not even the most recent cop that skated.
Oh, I'm sure.
The cop that shot a boy that was running away from him in up in I think it was Minnesota. He shot him 14 times
in the back.
In the back, and I'm not sure where it was. 14 times, so you know it doesn't matter where that is.
And what was the supposed reason for that?
They said he had a gun, but he threw it. He threw the gun away as he was running away. That's what the story was.
Hmm.
The cop wasn't in any kind of danger.
Of course not. Generally, you're not in danger when
you're shooting somebody in the back. It's unlikely that you're in danger.
Right.
So what was what you said? This was New York where that happened?
No, it was up in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Okay. And was it, you know, what were the other circumstances surrounding that? Like, why did he get, why was the cop talking to him in the first place or whatever?
I think it was, you know, I'm not really sure because it happened a little while ago. And the only reason I know about it, I remembered it now, is because they just had a trial and the cop, you know, he's able to go home.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But I think it was a traffic stop. I'm not sure.
Which is what this was with Mr. Castile. He had a burnout tail or burnout brake light.
Yes, but then they also said it was, he was a robbery suspect. I don't know how those two work together.
Oh, really?
But anyway,
well, this is how it goes. They say that you know, there was a robbery certainly committed. Where is Philando Castile? What was it?
Minnesota.
There was certainly a robbery in Minnesota someplace. Philando Castile fits the description.
Meaning,
right?
He's black.
Well, I mean, you know, he's
male.
A young black male. Maybe he has braids in or something like that. Of course, a crime has been committed by somebody who fits that reasonable description. That's not an excuse, right? It doesn't even enter the realm of excuse. It wouldn't happen for me or you, so therefore it shouldn't happen for this police officer. There are twice as many shootings in the United States by police officers per capita than there are in Canada. There have been more shootings in the United States in this year up to this point than there were in Great Britain in all of the 20th century.
That's true.
Iceland has had one police shooting. Now, I understand there's population differences here, but I think that it's pretty clear that for whatever reason, police in the United States shoot people at a significantly higher rate than people who are in the, I don't know, civilized world or whatever terminology one wishes to sort of slap on these
things. What is the reason for that? Do you think it's because they know at some level that they'll get away with it?
I think it's kind of the old West thing.
I think they know they can get away with it.
Apparently they can.
You know, because a dead man is not going to be able to tell any kind of story. But anyway,
I'm amazed they left the girlfriend alive.
They have video on this one. The guy's a concealed carry permit holder. He's done everything that he needed to do to be able to carry that gun the way he carried it. And he was executed, essentially, because, you know, poor judgment. I don't think we can call it anything else but poor judgment on the part of the police officer.
Well, you know, the reason I was calling is because of that. You know, black people in general in this country, you know, America really needs to be really thankful. We need to be glad tonight that black people have been beaten down and made so passive till we'll take these things, sit down, we just wait for the next one, we just wait for the next hashtag, we wait for the next news report. If we got together and you just said it's not going to happen anymore, every time they take one of us, I'm not advocating violence, but whatever. This is every time they take one of ours, we'll take two of theirs. But they
that
come
sounds
together.
Like advocating violence.
this is where I feel right now.
Oh, I don't blame you, man.
Do you think that
killing us wholesale, it just seems like there's no punishment for it. You just go and just go kill somebody. And, you know, I'll get a 2-week vacation with pay.
Yep, that's right.
I'll go to court. Then I'll skate 2 months away from that.
Pretty much. I don't blame you for feeling the way that you do. I don't.
But it didn't work
violence.
In Dallas, right? Like the shooting that went on against police in Dallas.
Where they killed, what, like 5 or 6 cops?
Yeah, it's not like it changed anything.
It depends on what you mean by it didn't work.
Okay.
You know.
Go ahead. Tell me what worked. What worked about it?
Well, I don't know if it, you know, the way I see it, it worked for that person. He knew he was going to make it out of there, and he got his message across.
Suicide.
I'm pretty sure the cops, he knew he wasn't going to make it out of that situation.
I imagine.
And I'm pretty sure the cops think twice now. Maybe they'll shoot faster now. I don't know. But whatever his message was, I'm sure he got it to somebody. And
I think the consequence of violence in this case is you're going to see an even worse police force.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter when it comes to the cops. You can be violent or not. You can reach for your wallet or not. And they're going to kill you. You can run away from them. They're going to shoot you. Like the guy in Charleston. This dude was running. He was about out of breath. Or he would have ran maybe another 50 yards, maybe. and he would have stopped.
Well,
but the cops shot him in the back. And if it wasn't for the videotape, you'd have got away with shooting that
You're
guy.
Absolutely right. Hung, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got the audio and video here. We'll play that in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are the police out of control?
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Disturbing video from the Philando Castile case. More video has come out. I guess there was an initial video that his girlfriend live-streamed after the shooting happened, And now the video from the police dash cam is available. And there's a, I guess, a combo one that CNN apparently has put up on their website that kind of cuts in between the two of them. And I'll play that coming up here in moments. This is a gentleman who was shot to death, a concealed carry permit holder who was shot to death in Minnesota by a police officer who was supposedly afraid for his life. And so anytime a cop says he's scared, he has the right to murder somebody. And the jury has completely acquitted Mr. Officer in this particular case. We'll tell you more about that coming up. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, you've probably heard us talking about Bitcoin. If you're, as long as you're not brand new to the show, you've probably heard us talking a lot about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you've thought about getting some, but the first step to getting Bitcoin is to actually get a Bitcoin wallet. You got to have something in which you can kind of store your access to that that Bitcoin, because you don't actually hold the Bitcoin in the wallet. The wallet technically holds your private key, which gives you access to your Bitcoin. But you need to have a wallet, and we've got an official wallet here on Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. It's available to you over at jaxx.io, or you can go to the Google or Apple App Store. It's cross-platform, so you can use it on your phone. You can use it on your desktop computer. Or you can even have a browser plugin for it. Go to Jax.io. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and a bunch of others, the other cryptocurrencies that are out there. You can give it a try. It's free. Jax.io. There's also Shapeshift integration, which makes it easy to exchange between currencies right there in the program. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. They make it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So if something goes wrong with your phone, as long as you got your backup phrase, you're good to go. You won't lose access to your Bitcoin. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. Let's go to Bob. He's calling from Eureka. We got more coming up about the police shooting, but you can also bring up anything you want. Go ahead, Bob. Hello? Bob in Eureka?
I'm stuck here. I'm in a different age group. And I have an old-fashioned landline phone, and I'm crippled and I'm going blind.
Oh, and no. I have a phone. Sorry to hear that.
Well, that's okay. This guy got stuck here.
Where are you stuck?
Arcata, California.
Okay.
And I need to talk to people that think they're important.
Well,
you
that's not me.
Well, you guys are cool. That's important, man. Everybody's important.
Okay.
Talk to your mom. Everybody is important.
My mom thinks I'm important. You're right.
I would hope so.
Yep. Okay.
But anyway, so what I needed to do was ask you if occasionally I could call and say, man, I need this number. These are like government guys. They think they're unspeakably important.
What?
And they're going to put me through five phone numbers that I don't have, okay, and I can't see.
I see.
And they're going to like just say, just go die. And that's worse than being shot.
So you're saying, just to clarify, you're saying you feel like you're stuck in this town in California, Arcata, California.
I don't feel like it. I am exactly it.
You're literally stuck, you say, in this town.
I can't walk, and I can't see.
And you've called some government number asking for a different number, and they don't help you?
No, because I can't see. I have a phone book, but I can't see the numbers in the government.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
And so I wanted to know if after a while, I don't want to interrupt your time, but after a while, if I were to call and say, could I please have this number because I can't get the phone truck to come and fix my phone?
Well, we can't provide you with those sorts of services. I mean, we host a talk show. So the point of Free Talk Live is to talk about issues. But
that's an issue. I'm being electronically held prisoner here.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's what I want to talk about. But I'm just saying, you know, we don't offer that kind of service that you're discussing.
Yeah, probably won't be on the air.
You would call it directory assistance.
Yeah, that's 411. I think they probably would be able to help
you.
Yeah,
well, they don't do that. 411 is, I'm in a sensitive location. The people that own the building offer free surveillance for the, it's kind of like a Stalag.
A what? And
you live in a Stalag?
What is that? What is a Stalag?
Dude, and it's like an electronic.
Like a gulag?
Yes.
Say again?
Stalag is a German prisoner of war camp for allies, prisoner of war.
Yeah, I've been through history that far.
Well, I didn't
my partner
know.
Who hasn't.
I didn't know. Yeah. I went to government school. You have to
it's
forgive
like,
me.
It's like standing in front of Sergeant Schultz and the Narconom at Nuremberg.
So are you in some sort of government housing facility? Where are you being kept?
I don't want to say. I just need numbers.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you talk in front of Schultz, he'll kick you out.
Now, tell me this. Do you have internet access?
I do not.
Okay, why not?
Because they control the police department that says we're going to move you from place to place until you have everything stolen from you.
This and sounds really bad. This sounds like a really bad situation. What
it's
prevents you from...
Bad.
Now, I mean, how blind are you? Are you legally blind? Are you completely blind? You know, can you see, like, blurry stuff?
I'm blind. Macular degeneration. I'm blind enough to where there's no way I'm going to get a number out of the phone book.
Yeah. But you could see something. You could see, like, you know.
If I write it down, I have a magnifying glass.
Okay. So you're not completely blind. You're legally blind.
The magnifying glass won't magnify enough that you can see something that's in a phone book.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I see.
Try reading a ship's chart. Those things are really small.
Now, do you have... So how old are you?
I'm going to bump into 70 pretty quick.
And how long have you been in this place that you can't tell us where you are?
Well, about 4 years.
Why did you go there in the first place?
The police changed.
Changed what?
They changed. They talked to the real estate office. They engineer your life. If you have a cell phone, they'll track you. And they'll edge you over one way or another. They steer human life. It's called engineering. Have you heard of Amy Jacobson?
No, I'm not. No.
I can't get her number. Okay. It's really a good thing.
Who is it?
Some girl he knows.
Amy Jacobson. Oh. No, she's worldwide. She's been engineered like myself. I can't get in touch with her. George Norrie, if I had a TV and a computer, I could do that.
Now, why don't you have a computer? Are they preventing you from having it?
From place to place, the police will make sure you don't have stuff.
If you're a blind man?
If you're anybody broke up here.
If you're broke, okay.
Or if you're moving around a lot, you can't carry a lot of stuff if you don't have a car and you can't walk.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about computers these days is they're real small, so you could totally, like, you know, if you could afford one, you could get a phone, and I think even the government...
Do you know what an EP3 Orion is?
No, it sounds scary. What is
that?
But
I have the internet.
Look it up. Look up the EP3 Orion.
What is it? You're going to have to tell us, because some of our listeners don't
have internet. It's a Navy airplane.
Uh-huh.
Since 1962, they can tell you everything you said on the phone.
Why is it that you can't just leave this place and just start walking?
I can't walk. My neighbors have to go to the store for me.
So I don't want to be cruel here. Are the chances that you're in a mental facility?
There is no chance.
Okay. I mean, I've just, like, some of the things I'm hearing here.
Everything in California is a mental facility.
All right.
But basically, there is no freedom.
Hang on, Bob. Hang on. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, EPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. More coming up on the shooting of Philando Castile, a concealed carry permit holder in Minnesota, shot to death by a police officer during a traffic stop for a burnout taillight or burnout brake light. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, and you can bring up anything, as our current caller has done, but I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin and you want to learn the basics. Bitcoin.com is a great place to go to do that. Or maybe you're old school. You've been around for a while. You want to get the latest news on what's happening with Bitcoin. You go to news.bitcoin.com. Jamie Redmond, one of their major authors over there, has a piece out from today entitled Scheduled Scaling Updates for the Bitcoin Network Are Getting Closer. This is a great overview piece on what's coming up on August 1st for the Bitcoin Network. I was looking through it there during the break, and just great news coverage, the latest on what's happening in the Bitcoin and rest of the cryptocurrency universes over at news.bitcoin.com. They've got games you can play with your Bitcoin over at bitcoin.com. And more. You just head on over to Bitcoin.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. That's Bitcoin.com. We got Bob on the line in California. He says he is crippled. He can't walk. He's also going blind, and he can't find phone numbers he can't read the phone numbers in a phone book. He called asking if he could call regularly asking for phone numbers, and no, I'm sorry, you can't. This is a talk radio show, and that would be incredibly boring as far as radio is concerned. But then he got into kind of like a little bit of a weird sounding zone, Bob, where you're talking about the police watching you all the time and preventing you from being able to leave.
Well, yeah, they hang out in front of like hotels, motels, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some people stole $900,000 from me, like lawyers.
Okay. Jeez, that's bad.
Yeah, well, I called him. He doesn't answer. But the thing of it is, I need to talk to my friend. He's an EP-3 pilot.
Okay? This is some sort of jet fighter?
Yeah, no, it's no.
It's no.
Everybody should study airplanes.
I don't have time for that.
Hangs around and looks for submarines.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And, okay, and you need to get in touch with him for what reason?
I do, because he has documents that I need.
Now, what sort of documents? Or what
you reveal? $50 million worth of purchases from Moffett Field.
From what?
Moffett Field.
Moffett Field.
Moffett Field Air Base.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand what $50 million worth of purchases from Moffett Field is going to do for you.
It just means important call.
It's an important call, Mark.
He's got to call this guy.
Here's what I'm going to offer you, okay? Because, I mean, I don't feel like we necessarily have to do this, but I'm going to offer you this because, like I said, we can't do really anything else for you. It's just a talk show. We certainly can't provide you the service of searching numbers for you. But there may be somebody out there who is willing to help you. If you want to take the risk and give your phone number out over the national airwaves, which may get you all sorts of calls. You might find a girlfriend. You might find a stalker.
I could find an impossible number of black helicopters that would take me immediately to Arizona.
So this is your opportunity. If you want to go ahead and give out your phone number.
No? Okay.
Okay, well, then I can't help you.
I just need somebody to help. It's like...
You want help, but you're not willing to give out your phone number, so someone who's willing to help could call you. Because I bet you there's somebody out there listening who's like, I could help this guy. You know, he needs me to look up some number. That's an easy internet search. That's no problem. But if you're not willing to share that info, then we can't help you. Thank you for the call, Bob. Huh?
I can't, but yeah, thank you for...
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Well, you could if you wanted to. But, you know, you don't want to.
Well, he doesn't want to say where he is, and he doesn't want to give out his telephone number.
I thought that was very prescient that you said he might be in a mental facility.
Yeah, well.
Possibly the case.
You actually sort of jumped up and down and covered your head like I had insulted the poor man.
What?
That's what it looked like.
No, I thought it was funny. Let's go to Julian in Russellville, Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Julian, you got to turn the radio down. Julian, you got to turn that radio down, man, or we can't put you on the air.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
gotcha,
go ahead.
Brother.
You know, like I said, I was just talking about I was a deputy in the early 90s, mm-hmm. and I went through the academy, and then I was prior Marine Corps. I was making $7.25 an hour with the deputy sheriff.
Mm. Man, that's low.
That sucks, don't it?
Yep.
But I like doing the job. I like helping people out. You know, fortunately, I never had to come about. You know, a couple of times I could have shot somebody, but I was using my head to just
talk them down
what they were doing.
Good.
And I think what it is, a lot of times nowadays, police officers are under so much stress, and they think about your family. Well, am I going to live? Am I going to die? What?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they jump the gun sometimes.
Yep.
But when you have situations like the police officer there, what in South Carolina or whatever, when the guy was 20 feet away from him shooting him in the back, that's way beyond, that doesn't make any sense.
Not okay. Not okay. There's no excuse in the world that could justify shooting a man in the back as he's running away, right?
Well, that doesn't prove any kind of immediate danger.
The fleeing felon rule, Mark, is what?
The fleeing felon rule.
You can just blast any old felon you want?
Basically, if somebody's guilty of a felony and they're fleeing...
Well, you don't know if they're guilty.
Well,
they haven't tried.
You can have some presumption.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And when you get these jury members on there, you know, I don't know if they're the majority black or white or whatever, but you got to think about that. You know, you're worried about your family, but then again, you know, this guy is 40 feet away from me. Why should I shoot him? He's not doing nothing to me.
Right. Yeah, I think what you're saying here, you're pointing out, Mark, is that there's this rule, this fleeing felon rule, that justifies shooting people who aren't posing any danger to the cops just because the cops supposedly witnessed them commit a felony.
So if somebody breaks into your home and steals a handgun or something of value and they're fleeing, you can shoot them in the back.
I don't know if that's legal advice I would give anybody, Mark. You might want to be careful about that.
I've done some wrong stuff, too, like I said. And like if somebody's outside your house beating your car with a bat, you can't shoot them because there's no danger to you. But if they're lighting a fire to your building and trying to start a fire, you can shoot them.
Julian, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you with your thoughts.
Like I said, I'm pretty much a Republican, but then again, you got to look at these areas the way they go, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong.
I'm with you. Thank you for the call tonight. That's Julian in Kentucky. Mark,
I can tell you that there's a story recently out of Texas.
Mark is not an attorney, by the way. Anything he says is not legal advice.
I am a talk show host who can read articles.
All right.
Out of Texas, where two guys who were of Latin descent were leaving a house. The next door neighbor was in charge of sort of watching the house. He basically is on the phone with the 911 folks and basically says, I'm going to blast him, and then does. So,
fleeing felon rule, according to Wikipedia, says that at common law, the fleeing felon rule permits the use of force, including deadly force, against an individual who is suspected of a felony and is in clear flight. Force may be used by the victim, bystanders, or police officers.
Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be able to use the fleeing felon law in every state or jurisdiction across the country. I've heard all kinds of things where people who had legit shots were charged or whatever happened to them. But I think that serves to point out that there's a difference between what police can do and what the rest of us can do. When it comes to rights, you can only license your rights out that you have. And so a police officer really can't have any more rights under the law than an individual does. Now, it's their job to go walk up to cars and those sorts of things, and I think that needs to be taken into consideration when looking at this sort of thing. But if you've got somebody who's just, a little too nervous and fidgety to be going up to cars, certain ethnicities make them more nervous or whatever, maybe they're not qualified to be a police officer. Police deaths in this country have been going down since 1974.
It's a safer job than ever.
It's half what it used to be.
According to Wikipedia, Mark, under U.S. law, the fleeing felon rule was limited in 1985 to non-lethal force in most cases by the case Tennessee versus Garner.
Oh, that's interesting.
The justices held that deadly force, quote, may not be used unless necessary to prevent the escape and the officer has probable cause to believe
prevent the escape, okay?
May not be used unless necessary to prevent the escape, and the officer has probable cause to believe that the suspect poses a significant threat of death or serious bodily harm to the officer or others. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Been talking about the Philando Castile case, man who concealed carry permit holder shot to death by a trigger-happy cop who has now gotten away with the killing. We'll tell you more about that. I've got the actual audio from the encounter, which is chilling. We can play that for you coming up here in moments. But you've already weighed in here with your thoughts, and lots of folks are on hold. So we're going to get to you with your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Ian and Mark here in the studio on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live as we go to the phones and to the fun. First up, Robin is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robin.
Hi. I just want to tell that guy that's fine. First thing is that if he can dial 411, they'll look the number up for him, and they'll dial it if he wants them to dial it.
Yeah, he was claiming for some reason that that wasn't available to him.
I don't know, but...
it's probably because he's crazy, but, you know.
Well, it is very difficult because I had eye surgery this past winter, and I couldn't see for about 3 months, and I couldn't use my phone, and it was very difficult, and no one knows what it's like until it happens to them.
But, I believe it. It must be horrible.
The reason that I called was I heard something about cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Were you talking about that?
We were talking specifically about a group of young men, boys in a secondary school in Exeter, I believe it was, Exeter, England, who were protesting, and this was in our first hour of the show for those just tuning in, they were protesting a prohibition on wearing shorts at their school by wearing skirts, because apparently the girls are allowed to wear skirts. And so the protest was successful. It actually garnered international press coverage, and the school has now decided that next school year they will allow the boys to wear, school-approved shorts.
Well, I used to go to the Philadelphia Folk Festival in the summer in August.
What festival?
Philadelphia Folk Festival.
Oh, folk.
Philadelphia Folk Song Society, and it's usually, you know, pretty good weekend, a long weekend with a lot of bands. But I did a video one year of all the men that were wearing skirts, and a lot of them were wearing kilts, and some of them were wearing, well, they were wearing women's skirts, long skirts. I mean, they don't make skirts for men except for kilts.
Right.
And they were wearing, like, women's gauze dresses, like hippie kind of clothes.
Okay.
And they loved it. They were all, you know, I don't think they were gay, they just loved, they thought it was so much fun. And well, anyway, I made a video and I sent it into America's Funniest Videos.
They still doing that show after all these years? That thing's still in the air?
I don't know. But it would have won. But they sent me the paperwork and I didn't know who most of the people were.
Right, because you've got to get releases. You've got to get everybody who's in the video to sign off on, yes, you may use my likeness in theory to possibly make money from it or whatever, or else you can't, or else the TV station can't display the video. That's interesting. I never even thought for a moment that they would have been doing that, but it makes sense that they would. Robin, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the story. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So there you go. There's the lesson learned. Next time somebody, you know, runs off their roof and then takes a dive and cracks their head open, you want to send that into America's Funniest Home Videos, because that's what they almost all are, is just people hurting themselves. You want to send
There's
that in.
There's a lot of cute animal ones.
Make sure you get their permission first before you do that, or else it's not going to qualify. So there's your tip. But yeah, the cute animal ones, you can't go wrong with cute animal ones. I just don't think it's funny.
On the internet now.
That's true. I just don't think it's funny when, you know, people hurt themselves. Generally, there are some that you can't help but laugh at, but some of them it's like, oh, it's just more of like pain watching it than anything else.
It's interesting. So I find it to be a very base sort of humor. I agree with you completely in your description of a sort of, you know, sometimes people do some incredibly dumb things and then they get hurt and then sometimes I'll chuckle or whatever. But you know, I just don't like to see people generally get hurt.
Sure.
And it seems to be a very base sort of humor, and I would hope that that's something we can put behind us as a species.
Not anytime soon, man. Not anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know. I try to take no joy in people's pain.
But, right, because you should be able to empathize. Like, that could be me.
But if they do something stupid, I find that it's more difficult for me to empathize.
Sure.
Right? Like, oh,
that's what you
hold
get.
My beer kind of thing. Well, then, you know.
And it's interesting that you point out, you know, all these things are available online now, and why does anybody need America's Funniest Home Videos anymore now that
somebody's
we have
YouTube? Somebody's already made a GIF of it.
A GIF of, the video.
Whatever it is.
But it's interesting, like, that show was around back in the early 1990s, I think. Remember when Bob Saget was with
the host? What an incredibly talented comedian.
Yeah, well, he was able to be for a long time sort of in the family comedy world when in reality he was like a real blue comedian.
Pretty raunchy.
Yeah.
He did a version of The Aristocrats.
Oh, God, don't even.
Yeah. Well, people can look up Aristocrats if they want.
No, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
you
really shouldn't. Don't do that.
But, I mean, you know, to me what it shows is his depth and breadth as a comedian. I think he's just really incredibly talented.
And so, like, it was almost like a predecessor to the internet, right? Like, they were collecting all these cool videos that people would have enjoyed watching, and now you don't have to let some editor do it for you. Now you can just do it online anytime you want. All right, so speaking of online, we've got a YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and you can find our YouTube videos from every single night of the show that we have them. We don't have them when we were up at the campground last week, so there's about a five-day gap. But otherwise, we're pretty much here in the Keene Studios in New Hampshire every night, and you can watch the show. If you prefer to watch it, you can do that at youtube.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jason is in Greenwood, Indiana, listening to WIBC out of Indianapolis. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, going back to that the one case where the cop decided he was going to be trigger happy and pull the trigger on a concealed carrying permit person.
Yep.
I don't think that guy should be qualified to serve, period.
He did lose his job.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he get it back?
Not at this point, but...
Because a lot of times they'll hire him back.
Get it back.
He got found not guilty on those charges, so there's a good chance that he's going to get his job back.
Could be.
Because the police unions will go to bat for him, and they'll get their way. Jason?
Yeah, well, with the way our law system is set up, with the cops, they kill someone. Hey, you know what? We'll go to bat for him, whatever it may take.
You got a what? I'm sorry. I couldn't quite make out what you said there.
You know, with the cops, the state will go to bat for them and say, you know what? Here's what it is. We'll go to bat for this cop.
Yep.
He killed this guy, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, there's pretty much nothing you can do about it. And all the cop ever has to say is, I was scared. That's why I shot that guy. I thought he was going to hurt me. Even though there was no evidence whatsoever in this case, Philando Castile, you know, law-abiding person who had.
There was evidence. There was testimony. So
there was no evidence whatsoever that this cop was in any danger. I don't care who talked about. I don't care how the cop said he was afraid. There was no reason for him to be afraid of this guy. The guy told the cop, hey, I have to let you know.
I agree with you.
I have a concealed gun or whatever. Right. I can play the audio.
You know, I don't know what world where somebody says I have a concealed
and
weapon.
And then blasts the
and
cop.
And then pulls it out
right.
and shoots you.
Right.
I mean, this is a traffic stop. He's, of course, going to go for his ID. You know, it just.
It's crazy. It's crazy what happened in this case. Jason, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Eric. He's in Delray Beach, Florida, listening online via LRN.FM's app. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, guys. I've done some research on this Castile case, and I put together some notes here. If I could, I'm going to try to work through them quickly. I had an observation regarding the man who called in who is disabled. First of all, I'd like to just say to him, I think you should consider calling a local church or some other kind of outreach group.
But he can't get the number.
Surely he can get a church's number.
But he can't. He can't read.
I understand. Yes. I got you guys. Yeah.
He can go to a church.
He says he can't leave.
Yes, he can.
He says he can't. He says he's crippled.
Unless you're in prison or a mental facility in the United States of America, you can say, I want to go to a church, and somebody will get you to a church.
I agree.
I tend to agree with you, but, you know, he says he can't. He says he's trapped there.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead, Eric.
Randomly dial telephone numbers, and somebody will come get you and take you to a church.
Yeah. Well, I hope he can be liberated from this situation.
Yeah.
Secondly, I had an observation, and I sometimes I feel like there's really good callers, like Hung Like Jesus before, who kind of wanted to get something a little bit more out. And I know it's difficult. You guys run up on breaks and stuff like that. But, gosh, I would have liked to hear more from him. He's one of the few people that I know has self-identified on the radio station.
Stand by, Eric. Well, we had him on for the bulk of the segments, and, you know, we got to get other people on here. But we'll bring you back here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.